A story from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 31. Leaving the synagogue, they went straight to the house of Simon and Andrew, along with James and John. But Simon's mother-in-law was laid down with fever, and so they told Jesus about her condition. Jesus went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. Immediately the fever left her, and she served him. This is the word of the Lord. The structure of this story is familiar. Jesus goes to a place, is confronted with a person with some sort of affliction, and heals that person. The healing of Simon's mother-in-law is probably the one to which the author dedicates the fewest words. The complete story is, after all, only 3 verses long. We don't know much about Simon's mother-in-law. We know that she has her own home and must have had a reasonably successful household to be able to raise at least one child and see that daughter married. She is older, and she is now laid down with a fever, a symptom that might be a part of a fatal condition. We don't know if she has had the fever for long. She doesn't have the physical strength to lift herself up, but must be physically pulled upright by Jesus. The verb for her being raised, egeno, is not just an ordinary sense of a thing or person being pulled up. The woman herself plays no part in the movement. It is a verb for waking someone up, for bringing someone back from the dead, or for lifting up from something. Jesus isn't helping her to get up. It is the power of Christ that irresistibly draws her upright and back to health. When Simon's mother-in-law finds herself upright, lifted out of her fever and into consciousness, she is surrounded by Simon, Andrew, James, John, and Jesus, a man whom she may or may not have met before. Does she know him? Does she know that he has brought her back from her fever, perhaps back from death? Does she feel power radiating from him? What will she do now that she has been restored to health and to her position as matriarch of this household? Mark tells us that she responded by serving him. The Greek word diakoneo is literally served. Some English Bibles translate this word as prepared a meal for them or began to wait on them. It's more consistently translated as either began to serve them or ministered unto them. Preparing a meal is rather straightforward, if not necessarily implied by the Greek text. But to serve and to minister are a bit more open-ended. When food is served in Mark, the author does not use the same word. And food is served rather a lot throughout all the Gospels. If the author means that this sick woman was healed by the Messiah's touch and immediately jumped up, ran to the kitchen, scrounged up some food, and presented it to Jesus, why wouldn't the text tell us that immediately the fever left her and she began to prepare a feast in thanksgiving? The text does not tell us that. The text tells us immediately the fever left her and she began to serve him. Like the English verb serve, the Greek word has a range of meanings, from serving food to ministering to people's needs of life, as caring for the poor or sick. And of course, it is the root of the word deacon. I would argue that while she may have literally served food, I don't think that her service to Jesus was expressed only on that day, or only while Jesus was under her roof. Mark is full of stories of people who are healed and leave Jesus' side. Even the disciples are constantly baffled by Jesus' power and miracles. But Simon's mother-in-law sees that she has been healed by Jesus and immediately responds by serving him herself. Simon's mother-in-law is the first person to meet Jesus and see that he is not only a healer, but something more. Simon himself, who will come to be known as Peter, and who will be the rock on whom Jesus will build his church, will never fully understand the power of Jesus until his death, and will even come to deny him 3 times. And yet his mother-in-law feels the power of Jesus and chooses to serve him immediately, without even hearing his voice or his teachings. In the ruined city of Capernaum, where Simon's mother-in-law was healed, there is a first century house that had been a meeting place for some of the earliest followers of Jesus. Tradition and speculation holds the house to belong to Simon, but I like to think that while he may have owned the house, he might not have been the one who headed the growing community of believers who would have met there. Paul tells us that Simon had a believing wife who accompanied him on his travels. Simon and his wife may not have stayed in Capernaum often enough to be able to create a community strong enough to be remembered millennia later. I like to think that it would have been Simon's mother-in-law who watched over those meetings in that house. In her moment of healing, she saw and understood the message of Jesus and decided to serve him. She did not serve him in passing or only on that day. She did not proclaim her healing for a while, but then go back to her normal routines. She did not serve him the way she served any other guest in her home. She served him by being the first to worship him, and by understanding him better than, at some times, even his own apostles. She served him by bringing others into her home to share his message with them, and by being a pillar of the community of faith that continued long after his death, and long after her own death. She served him by being a woman who saw or heard or felt and understood who he was, even when the men around her were vocal about their doubts. Mary said yes to the angel, while Joseph thought about divorce. Simon's mother-in-law served and worshipped her Lord, while the leaders in the temple quibbled over who this strange man could be. Mary and Martha knew that Jesus could have saved their brother Lazarus from dying, while the disciples assume Jesus talks about life and death and eternity as metaphors. A woman washes the feet of Jesus with her hair and with expensive perfume in gratitude and to prepare him for his death, which is coming soon. And the disciples still don't understand, no matter how many times or in how many ways he tries to tell them. The women gather at the tomb and see that the stone is rolled away and weep and scream at everything they have lost. And the men gather quietly and secretly, and ask themselves what to do now. It only takes 3 lines of the gospel for Simon's mother-in-law to realize who Jesus is. 1 touch, and she is healed. May the truth of the gospel be so clear in our own lives.